She studied him, waiting for a flash of irony, but found nothing. Only his ashen eyes staring back at her, the rising and falling of his chest, the slight strain in his jaw as he waited for her to respond. She whispered the next question into his mind. Then why don't you do something about it? It was a challenge, a plea. She tightened her grip on his neck and watched in satisfaction as a muscle in his jaw jumped. She brought her hand up higher, slowly, threading her fingers through his dark curls.
You don't think I haven't been tempted to?
His head tilted back against her touch, compliant.
That I haven't dreamt about it. That I haven't driven myself fucking mad with the torment of my own thoughts.
His fingers squeezed tightly at her waist. All of her nerves stood on end, a crackling energy rolling through them. She could lose herself completely in it if she gave in. If she allowed herself to.
What's stopping you now?
My conscience,
he whispered, a sardonic lilt to his voice. I wasn't aware you had one. It was meant to be a joke, a teasing remark, but something about the way the words left her lips made the air in the room spark with palpable electricity. He clenched his jaw and pulled her even closer, destroying whatever space remained between them.
Oh, I have one.
Spots of color spread over his cheeks. He leaned forward, brushing his lips against her cheek, the softest touch, agonizingly brief. And then he pulled back and whispered,
But if I'm being completely honest with you, it's hanging on by a thread.
Good. His hand caressed her waist before rising, gently gliding onto her shoulder, not stopping until his fingers found their way below her chin. He tilted her head back, the tip of his nose brushing against hers.
Why is that a good thing?
Because, Ren arched toward him, threads can break. And that was all the encouragement he needed. His lips crushed against hers before she could speak another word. There was no gentle introduction, no hesitance on either of their parts, just an overwhelming desperation to feel one another, to be closer, to drink each other in with an unabashed eagerness that would normally set the two of them on edge. Ren found herself collapsing into him, her arms tightening around his neck. August held her steady, hands hungry and desperate to cover every inch of her body, her neck, her waist, the small of her back. A small moan fluttered from his lips, and it was enough to make her whimper, enough to make her lose herself completely. The temperature shifted in the room as August slid back onto his feet, pushing her backward. He guided her toward the bed, neither of them breaking contact, their lips locked with every step. He set her down gently, placing her on the mattress, brushing her hair away from her face with his open palm. For a moment, he pulled away, eyes searching hers.
Is this okay?
Yes, Ren interjected, blushing at the strain in her voice. Is this? Are you sure this is what you want? August dipped his face back down, pressing his lips against hers.
Isn't it obvious?
He groaned against her mouth.
How desperately I need you. How hopelessly I am yours.
Ren slid her hands over his chest, her palms burning against his skin, and pulled his mouth back onto hers. Crossing the line between them felt like sprinting off the edge of a cliff, like falling straight through the air and savoring the inevitable destruction waiting for her at the bottom.